Back here on the Prentice Salsapedia and Air Coach's Corner and talking some Riverdale football with Ron Adelot of the Riverdale Warriors. A very different week for your team this week. Actually got to see a little football Friday night, I guess, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We sent coaches to a couple of games, so, you know, that's pretty standard when you don't play on Friday night to try to go out and get a look at the opponent. So
you've got district games coming up, and I know we won't talk a lot about that, but the district schedule starts next week for you too.
Yeah, and that's when it's going to get interesting. And, you know, obviously our district being one of the toughest districts in the state, if not the country, then we'll have our hands full, as everybody will. And Smyrna's always a great test for us, and we're on the road one more time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Who came up with the, you know, drive to Memphis thing down I-40 and drive up to Louisville, or is it just because nobody wants to play the Warriors?
Well, I think there was some element of that for sure, that it was hard to find games and you have to take sort of what you're left with. But the Louisville thing was sort of kind of a special treat for our kids. And, the Brighton 0 week was difficult to find a game, but the week one, we sort of kind of jumped on this when we had the opportunity.
Got some class teams here. Last year you played St. X and playing Ballard, both teams out of the Louisville area. It is kind of a different experience for these young men, I would think.
It is. It's in a college atmosphere. So, you know, and really the trip up to Louisville is not nearly as bad as the one to Memphis. It's interstate the whole way, and we figure we clock it in about 3 hours and 15 minutes. And, you know, it's a good deal for the kids, and they enjoy the experience.
The fact that you have – been there, you've done that, you went last year. There are not a whole lot of surprises, I guess. Maybe last year there were a few, you didn't know what it was going to be like and such. This year, at least from a coaching standpoint and strategic standpoint of getting the kids there and back and such, you probably have a better idea of what's going to happen.
Yeah, we definitely sort of kind of understand what's going to take place with it. But yet, you got a different group of kids. You know, you're going to have some of the ones you had who will be comfortable, but, you know, the other ones who may have just been sitting there enjoying the bus ride this year may have to strap up and play. So it'll be a bit different, and we play an earlier time slot, so that'll make it a little more challenging as well. But all in all, I would rather play early so that we can get the kids back. As coaches, we can start to work on our next week's prep, and it's probably a little better deal for us this year.
Well, one thing that it does, Coach, and we're talking to Ron Adelot of Riverdale, you have a little longer time to prepare for Ballard this week, but next week I guess you have a shorter time to prepare for the Smyrna Bulldogs.
Yeah, it will definitely be a short week, as it was last year. And, you know, I think Smyrna's doing some different things this year, so we're here on the horizon. So, it'll offer a little bit more of a challenge. As of last year, you know, we sort of kind of knew each other. And that's what you get into is a rhythm. You know, you're going to see a new twist here or there, offensively, defensively, or the kicking game. But this year it's going to be a little bit different. They'll probably have an advantage on us because we haven't changed a whole lot, and they've revamped some things on both sides of the ball.
Do you see that when you get into the course of the season that you really like to keep Sundays, Mondays, everything scheduled out? Because I know we talked about this during playoff time last year and having to wait until Saturday. You all really have kind of a regimen of what you do on each day, certain times to get prepared for the next week, don't you?
Yeah, I think most people are creatures of habit. You know, some people spend a whole lot of time on the weekend doing what they do, and, you know, and it's more power to them. You know, I think defensively the preparation time is more lengthy and critical because you're reacting to what somebody else does. On offense, you know, we sort of kind of are the dictators of what the defense is going to have to do. So, in my opinion, you don't go in and break down a whole offense. You know, you sort of kind of find the things that maybe attack their defense a little bit and personnel more so than you do about going in strategically and trying to set new schemes for the next week.
That's a good point, and I don't think a lot of people realize that when you think about preparing for a game, it's offense and defense, but there's a lot of work that has to go in on the defense because you can't just take what you do one week and put it to the next if the two teams are totally different in the way they run their offense.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you know, the first 2 weeks we're seeing spread teams, then we go into Smyrna, we hear there's more of an option team, and then you might have an I team, you might have a team that runs a lot of double tights. There's a lot of different offenses out there. But whatever they run defensively, whatever they run offensively, the defense has to get lined up to them and know what the primary plays are. And you usually break those down into, you know, the top six run plays, the top four or five pass plays, and you've got to be able to defend those to make them to go to other places. So it's a lot bigger task for the defensive staff than it is the offensive staff to put in a game plan.
Defensive coordinator earns his paycheck, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Bobby does, and he's done it a long time, and he does a great job of it. So, you know, he'll have a good plan, whether we execute it or not. Sometimes, you know, veteran coaches will have good plans and have ways to implement those plans, but it all boils down to what puts those jerseys on in place.
Did I see a younger Wells on your roster as well?
We do. We do have Benny's a sophomore, and Benny plays quite a bit, and, you know, he's going to be a great player here at Riverdale for us.
I notice your son's on there as well, and that has to be special for you and Bobby to be able to have some time to spend with your sons like that.
Well, it is. It is. It's difficult. You know, my biggest challenge is, you know, I never knew how I would react to it, but it's more of like I won't, you know, maybe I go out of the way. Maybe I'm unfair to him. I don't know. Maybe I give him, you know. I would like him to be treated like the other players. I do my best to treat all of our kids the same. You know, if they do well, I try to praise them. If they do poorly, then we're trying to correct, make sure that those mistakes don't happen, and let them know how critical it is to do repetitively the right thing over and over and over.
It's tough to be a parent and a coach, and getting kids to listen. I'm starting to go through all of that myself. I've got a seventh grader playing some middle school basketball. Coach, let's talk about the Ballard Bruins. Last year they finished 5-7 on the year, but all of those kids, most of those kids, are coming back one more year, I guess. So instead of being a sophomore and junior, they're kind of junior senior team.
They're very good. They got a offensive tackle already committed to Kansas. They've got a quarterback. It's you know, a great player. I don't know what his status is as far as his collegiate future is going to be. They've got a wide receiver that lots of people want, and he's really, really good. They got a couple of running backs. They're big. They play a lot of people. They're athletic. In my opinion, athletically, they're much better than Brighton. We're going to have to play real well to win.
I know, you know, being on the road, being away from home and all that kind of thing, you know, the football field is the same, but what's the difference? Is it the trip, the logistics of getting there? What makes it so difficult on the road for teams?
It's just kids are not in a comfort zone. They're not doing routine like they normally do. When you're at home, you know, they sort of kind of know the routine. They get to relax more, you know. You cramp them up. They don't get to stretch out and rest as much. You know, it's just different. And you know, kids are just like adults. We're creatures of habit. When you take us out of that environment, then you know we have to adapt. And when you do that, that stresses you out a little bit. So you know, we try to treat our kids well and on trips. And but you know, with that expectation of getting them treated well, we expect them to perform well.
Well, having said that, you know, last week kind of a slow start in the first half for your team, but the second half everything kind of came around in terms of points and margin of victory over Brighton. So to do that, you want a little faster start, I would think, offensively this Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we'd like to clean up the special teams era so that we're not, you know, my belief on the special teams are you can lose games very fast in the special teams, and we could have put ourselves in a real bind. We did put ourselves in a real bind. The defense hauled us out. As the night went on, offensively we were so-so at times, and we were good at times, you know, and then defensively we were the same way. In the kicking game, actually, we had some bright spots in the kicking game. But, you know, I think as a whole we'd like to see everybody be more consistent.
Well, that comes with games, and you've got one game under your belt, and I don't think Ballard has played a game, so maybe that plays into your favor too.
Well, actually, Ballard did play. So we've both played a game. They beat a team called Western, the Western Warriors, which is a magnet school up there that I think actually went 10-3 last year. So they beat a good club. So, you know, but you could tell, you know, they had a lot of mistakes. I felt like they should have won the game with a little more ease. I think the final score was 20-6. They scored all 20 in the first half, didn't score any points in the second half. So I think both coaches are going to look for more consistency and a higher level of play this week.
Does playing in the big atmosphere at Papa John's Stadium, does that create any problems? Because I know our high school fields are much smaller appearing, but I guess the dimensions are the same, but it's just looks bigger. It's harder for us to broadcast from way up in the nosebleed section too, so I just wondered about that.
Oh, I think if I was up top, there'd be a great view. You can see everything. I think the kids, it actually probably brings out a heightened sense for them where they play harder. I think, you know, that kind of stage, they really go, wow, you know, I'm playing in a stadium this magnitude. Not many people do that. So that was one of the things that we wanted to try to give to our kids. Now, they're obviously, if you've got 1,000 people in a stadium that holds 50,000, and I'm not sure how big that stadium is, but it's a big stadium, then it looks like you don't have many people there. So that's probably the one detractor of it. But other than that, it's a big atmosphere on a great field, and the lights are obviously much brighter. And I think the kids play harder in those scenarios.
Well, it's going to be fun. We had a good time last year going up. I understand there's a little traffic problem on 24 with that road construction, so you may have to, if you're leaving Murfreesboro, take a little different route, maybe 65, jump on 65 instead of heading 24 because they're doing that construction in Nashville. But other than that, should be a pretty good trip up and hopefully a trip back with a win, Coach.
Well, we're hoping so. You know, it would be a big boost to this team. We're young in spots, and, if we can develop some consistency and get out of the gate, then, you know, I would feel a lot better about our chances down the line because, we've got a very tough first portion of our schedule, but it doesn't get any easier. You know, in fact, it probably gets a little more difficult as we go. So Ballard will be a really, really big test for us. This is probably – you know, I thought Brighton was a good test for us, but I think Ballard's a step up from that. And if we can, you know, get up that step, then we got another big step with the first district game. And then, you know, if we can get a little confidence, then get some things ironed out, then I think, you know, I think the jury's out on how good this team can be.
Well, we'll continue to follow the story. And, Ron, appreciate it. Good luck against the Bruins of Ballard this afternoon.
Thanks very much. Y'all have a safe trip.
We'll do it. All right, that's Ron Adelot joining us here on the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll be right back and have much more.